Welcome to the Flatted Home Show, your active source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. Matt, I have to throw in the word there, active, because you know what? This is happening right now. The stuff that we talk about on the Flatted Home Show is what is happening, well, certainly this week, because you're catching us on the weekend, right? So we had a whole week to discuss real estate. We brought it together. We brought you the best 12 minutes of real estate for you on the weekend here, the Flatted Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. I've got a very great special guest in the studio with me as we're going to kick off a new micro series, because I don't think we need to carry this conversation far too long. However, we want to crush some things here. I want to thank my great sponsors before we get going here. All About You Wellness and Aesthetics, Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good, and Justin and Zena Mecha with Keller Williams Realty. Imagine that. Ooh, we got our name in there.
Love that.
Yeah. In the studio with me, my good buddy, Daryl Henley with Grizzly Home Loans. Hey, man, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be here, man. I always love being here with you.
It's going to be, you know what? The energy of the room just went up. So we're going to need a bigger bus.
Come on, baby.
So I wanted to, Daryl, I know you got the text message from me the other day, and I was like, man, I want to bring this topic to the show. It's largely inspired by a question that I am asked often, and it doesn't matter where I am. In this case, I was in an airport coming back to Montana, and somebody sent me a text. I called them back and they said, hey man, I'm just wondering, is now a good time to buy a home? Do you get that question, Daryl?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because you're the money man.
Well, there's so many fears.
There are a lot
there's
of fears.
There's enough fears for, you know, to go around.
You know, so let's discuss those fears. One of those fears right now is that prices are going up or that they're not coming down as fast as we want them to.
Sure.
I remember reading a report or at least a Twitter comment that millennials want to see a housing crash. Of course, we all want to see a housing crash because I love those dirt cheap properties, right? Except for at what cost does that crash impact you?
Right.
Like, is it massive unemployment? You know, is the dollar now in the garbage can?
Yes.
You know, I don't want to see a crash. Do I want to see a stabilization? Well, I think we're looking at that right now.
Yeah.
I think we're stabilizing.
There's a hope, you know, and it feels like it's been this way for many, many years.
Yeah.
There's a hope that maybe I could get in.
Maybe
things are going to crash. There's going to be a 50% dip and I can just...
Ooh,
and people have been wishing.
Hold on, let's go there. If you look at, if this were television, I'd show you a graph. However, since it's not, listeners, if you're driving, pull over because you want to draw this. You're going to want to draw this down here. If you look at home sales in 2007, 8, and then 9, what you have here is an arrow going up, and then right there, middle 2008, that arrow drops.
Right.
Like it was a cliff from 08 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
And then from 9 to 10, stayed at the bottom. And then 10 to 11, a little bit up. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, all the way till 2021. We climbed up, always, or staying below the 4% appreciation line. Ask me what the 4% means.
What does the 4% mean?
I'm glad you asked, Daryl. 4% means if you take the history of real estate and its value over the course of ever in America, we see that real estate, on average, conservatively speaking, appreciates 4% year over year.
Wow.
So if you go all the way back to Moses and then you come to yesterday and you snap a line, it's going to be a, Moses bought real estate, by the way. It took him 40 years to find a spot in the desert. However, man, he got the oasis.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. The price. Oh my gosh. Unbelievable. I don't know about the interest rate though. That's not my thing. So anyways, from Moses to yesterday, if you were to snap a line, it's going to appreciate at about 4% year over year. Interestingly enough, up to 2008, you know, right at 2008, we were over that. I think we were about 12% over the 4% appreciation line, which economists would say red alert, because you're rising faster than historically has proven to be healthy.
Right.
And then 2009 dropped. All the way to 2021, we were under the 4% appreciation line. So what that means, friends, is that when you were buying property from 2009 to 2021, you were buying it at a discount. Not only were you buying at a discount because the national average of the home price should have been higher because we were below the 4% appreciation line.
Right.
What were your interest rates, Daryl?
Don't want to talk about it.
Cheap money.
Yeah.
You were buying at a discount, cheap money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not fair to say, oh, I want it to go back to them, because guess what? It's probably not ever coming back.
Right.
Those days are gone. And you know what? It's led to a lot of the pressure that we felt in 2020 and 21. I know that there was a pandemic that inspired that. However, really what was going on there with regards to housing, we had far fewer builds, new starts to satisfy the demand.
Yeah.
Which is what created the pressure and now reset.
Yep.
Yeah. So coming back to that question, is now a good time to buy?
You know, That is the $1 million question. And I always think.
So you need $1 million to
do it? My context is always this valley though.
Yeah.
Because I know where we are.
Yeah.
And I know what we have. And I hate to make that a trite statement.
Sure, sure.
But it's so different than anywhere I've ever been. And it just feels different. And everyone knows that. And so that's why there's this hope in the back of their mind that, oh, maybe everything could come down and I could.
Get something.
That's what they were saying. And people were coming to me in 2020. You know, we're saving. We're doing a Dave Ramsey plan.
Yeah,
you know, we're trying
to get
to 10% down or 20% down.
Sure.
Well, appreciation of homes, you know, 50 to 100 grand annually.
Yeah.
You can't catch up. And so even as you ask me that, I say, today's the day.
Today's the day.
Great opportunity. Yeah. It's a little softer than it's been for years. I mean, it's not, in my opinion, it's not going backwards.
So
it's just one of those things, you know.
Last year, 2022, we got to take a break here in a second. Last year, 2022, we sold in the country, we sold 5.1 million homes, which is higher than most every other year with the exception of the previous year. In 2021, we sold 6.1 million homes. So we saw a little bit of a cliff there too, down a million, or put it into perspective, down about 17%.
Okay.
However, 6.1 was way up.
Right.
So you're coming down off of a massive high, which gets you kind of closer to where it should be.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, remember that 4% appreciation line? Getting pretty darn close to it.
Yeah.
We're just stabilizing. Darren, we got to take a quick break. However, when we come back, I want to talk about why. Actually, the answer to the question is it a good time to buy? Depends on you. We're going to talk about that, okay?
Looking forward to it.
Daryl Hanley in the house with me, Grizzly Home Loans. We're talking about if it's the good time to buy a home. My name is Justin Mecha. This is the Flathead Home Show. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha in the house. Daryl Hanley, Grizzly Home Loans. Hey, man.
Hey, buddy.
Thanks for hanging on.
Oh, I'm loving it.
You know, the question of the era is now the right time to buy? And I know sometimes that conversation can get into interest rates, and that's always fun, right?
Right.
However, for me, I like to spin it this way, or I'd like to turn it back around on the person asking the question. It depends. Is it for you? Because here's the thing. If you need a home, it's always the right time to buy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's go back to like 1981 or whatever it was. I don't have the graph in front of me. However, for those of you who remember the early 80s, you had interest rates at some point as high as 18%.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means and guess what they did that year? Sold homes. And if you sold a home, that means somebody else bought a home. And that means somebody bought a home at an 18% interest rate. Like swipe their credit card. Here we go. Right. Now, here's what's interesting about that. If that, as history has proven to us, that was the high. So the very next year when the interest rates dropped and the next year, let's say they held onto that home for 5 years because you're the lender. You're not going to allow them to qualify for a home for a purchase price that, or a monthly payment that they're not going to be able to afford.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the interest rate's actually irrelevant. And I know I just probably broke glass saying that.
Right.
It's irrelevant.
Right.
What matters is, does the payment fit the budget and do you need a home?
Yeah. And you know, one thing you were saying earlier before we went to break was, you know, annually and historically that 4% increase in valuation, people don't really think about that.
Right.
Let's slow down and say $400,000 home.
Right.
$16,000 a year.
Put back in your pocket.
$500,000.
Yeah.
Which is probably average price around it anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're talking about $20,000 a year. Do you know what a lot of people in this valley do for $20,000? They don't think about that. They're like, oh, that's a little more. You know, we're paying $25,000. We don't really want to pay $27,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that $2,400 extra a year,
You
could be making $20,000. That's exponential.
Right.
It's an investment as well as a place to live.
So
let's
break it down. You're getting paid to live in your house.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're getting paid the value of the home. You're getting paid the equity of the home.
Yep. And here's the thing. It's not going anywhere.
No, nope. Historically,
this valley
doesn't go anywhere.
It's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
People that grew up here,
You
know, 40 years, they've been around. They're like, wow, man, you could buy a house for 50 grand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Are those days coming back? Absolutely not.
Right.
I don't see that. Well, the world's coming to an end. And there's so many fear mongers.
Yeah.
I want to continue to churn that. You keep bringing it back to the historical stuff, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
historically, it's a 4% increase.
Yeah.
You can count on that.
Yep.
Because you've seen it.
In this valley, it's actually higher. You know, historically, that number's about double, right? So historically, the appreciation for your home year over year is about 8%. And for those of you who want the specific, then give me a call because I'll sit you down in your area. Historically, the appreciation for Columbia Falls is different than Whitefish.
That's good.
Kalispell, because that's what matters most.
Right.
Like, I want to put you in the market that you want to go to, right? I don't want to give you, you know, I could give you national numbers all day long. National average for home sale last year was $355,000, a national high.
Wow.
355, not the case in here. We're, you know, our local average for Flathead County is $600,000.
Yeah.
So almost double the historical, or I'm sorry, the national average. So
that's crazy. You said that 355 number. I got a house with a client and it's a pretty decent house. They're under contract at 355. Did you think those things existed anymore?
They happen.
Right.
It's there. Yeah. So it's, you know, don't be so dismal.
Yeah.
They coming back to the first question asked, is now the right time to buy a home? Yes, if it is for you. Mm-hmm. If you don't need the home, then as far as an investment goes, probably a little challenging.
Yeah.
Probably a little difficult. Probably depends on how you plan on making that purchase and how important that purchase is to you.
Yep.
However, if you need the home, and Daryl has qualified you in the payment fits, mm-hmm. grab it.
Yeah.
Grab it because you get in on that 4% wave.
Yep.
Or in this case, 8%. Seriously.
That takes the 20 to 40 grand on a 500. Wow.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's amazing.
So, crazy.
So yeah, you buy a $500,000 house and in 1 year, based on just historical averages, incredibly conservative figures, you're now 520. You earned $20,000. Now I know you paid, you know, $2,000 to $3,000 a month for that home. However, you're likely paying something close to that in rent. And all you ever are guaranteed when you pay somebody rent is the next 30 days. It's all you're ever guaranteed.
They lived there, like you said. They lived there pretty much rent free.
Daryl, we need to continue this conversation. We got to take a break. We're done this. I'm sorry. Can you come back next weekend?
Absolutely.
It's still going to be the right time to buy next weekend.
Yes,
we're going to talk more about that with Daryl Hanley, Grizzly Home Loans. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. Hey, friends, be safe, be well, have fun, stay warm. And as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.